Now let's move to the three draw. This is a chunky note, a thick note. There's a sense of substance to it. Sometimes you get what's called a pre-bend. You're forcing too much air through the harmonica and your face is too tight. You have to relax, pull the air up into your nose, play that three draw unbent. You have to relax a lot, cut the volume there way down, then create compression on the smaller airstream by the way you resist it, and make that airstream powerful enough to be able to really work the three draw. Now you want to create tension on the three draw. There's lots of bending room to do it. There's the three draw unbent. You have to open up your nose and draw air lightly to get a good unbent note. Now bend that sucker down to the three draw single bent. And this is where you usually play your blues harp, here and at the double bent. The triple bend, the A flat on your C harp, just isn't played that often, although it does have its moments. For the most part in blues, you play three draw by ear with a slight bend between the B flat and the A. One of the great things about the three draw is the way it creates tension with the two draw. That's how you know you're really doing it right, when going from three draw to two draw is a riff unto itself. The three draw is also a great way to work with the four chord of the 1-4-5 chord progression. The A note at three draw, double bend, is an effective substitute for the C note or hole on 1-4 blow and a lot more bluesy. In other words, play three draw a lot, wail on it, because that sucker will really do the job for you.